Right now on VFN TV, thanks to Mayo Clinic, a blind man can see partially. But also we're going to be talking about a Muslim man got healed completely thanks to God. And we're going to be talking about a CEO that answers the question, can you bring God into the workplace? He left his career as a Fortune 500 CEO to be able to go after God and to be able to write a book that talks about bringing God in the workplace today, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground. And, you know, we're going to, based on, you know, and I pray it doesn't happen. That's my desire.
I saw in a dream, young people, I would say teenagers, maybe 20-year-olds, and they were crying. God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
And the kids that have to go to war don't want to go. They're not ready. They're not ready mentally, physically, let alone spiritually. They were crying as draft was being reinstated, and it was a time of great confusion.
The next 8 years in America will be worse than the last 8 years.
Trump here said, he said that the moment the president made that declaration, that America's going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? You're about to see all that again. As soon as that was said, that America is going to go back to the 1960s. And let me tell you something. The 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, assassination of John F. Kennedy. You had the riots. We had Vietnam War. We had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America. And it's like, that's where, when that statement was made.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel, always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do. We just go, well, you're kind of a hothead. We'll kill you or ignore you. And then 1,000 years later, we say, Isaiah was a great guy. He's just wonderful.
This year will be a very unusual win, an unusual year on many levels. As a matter of fact, a phrase will be repeated over and over on the lips of people of many nations. You will hear it said, I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time. You're going to see, as men speak of pockets of selective judgment, so likewise there is pockets of selective revival. And it will be known as the rural revival.
If my people, who are called by my name, will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he's never needed a majority. This is what I keep telling people. We don't have to get 51% of Americans doing this before God can move. He has always worked through the remnant.
You know, God is not a donkey and he's not an elephant. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
You're going to start seeing more miracles outside the church than you see inside it.
Say today is a divine exchange, and my people will no longer align themselves and agree with the enemy.
A portal for angelic visitation would come in that could not be stopped in this nation.
As a matter of fact, he's rushing to you even now as you hear this.
We're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so You know, where are we? Where are you connected at? Where are you related? But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
I would say to you, this is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the Word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
Phase 2 of the Third Great Awakening has begun.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Can you imagine that you're a chemist in your life and you're just doing these wonderful things, but all of a sudden you get this disease? This particular disease is called retinitis pigmentosis, where all of a sudden the photoreceptors that pick up light in your eye begin to just to die off because of this disease. Well, this happened to a man named Alan, 68 years old, where he literally became completely blind. Yet, while he was blind, he taught himself how woodworking. Isn't that amazing? But guess what? The Mayo Clinic, who does so many wonderful things in our nation, put a device on him that helped him to be able to see. And you have to understand, he was totally, completely blind. But they put this device on him, and you're about to see him, Alan, for the first time in many years, being able to see an image somewhat of his wife and notice her. Matter of fact, take a look.
Oh, okay. It's going to take, yes, it's going to take interpretation of the shape of the light that's flashing.
That's right.
Okay, because it's a pulsing light. It's
that's
not
right.
Like regular vision where it's
that's
like
right.
Constant. It's the flash. And I've got to be able to interpret the changes in
that's
that shape.
Exactly right.
Okay, let's do it again. Let's do it again, okay? All right.
Yes, okay. Oh, how are
you?
I picked you up. Oh.
God bless you.
It's crude, but it's significant. You know, it'll work.
There we go.
One more
to your left. Mm-hmm.
There!
Yeah!
What do you see?
Well, it's going to take a lot of training.
Oh. Does that not move your heart? Is it just so encouraging to see such an invention of that take place? This man could not see anything. And now for the first time in a long time, the wife that he loves and that he married, he's able to see somewhat, you know, of her being there. That's just a huge thing. You see his heart just kind of melted. It makes me think about this, you know, even in the fact that you know, this is what the Word of God says in the Gospel of John. He says that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he came into the world and his light shined, but men were in darkness. They couldn't understand the light. They couldn't see the light. But when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you know what happens? Just like Alan right here, all of a sudden you're able to see things you couldn't see before. We're going to be talking about that today. That's so important to understand. Just as all of a sudden, it's like one moment you're blind, and the next moment, everything kind of makes sense. Now you understand what God was saying. Now you're able to receive the truth and what's taking place and how God forgives you and God restores you. And you got literally almost like Alan that you are able to see. And it's amazing. In addition, we're going to be talking about in just a moment that that's what Mayo Clinic did. They were able to help him somewhat see. But we serve a God who completely, 100%, can heal blinded eyes. We get back from this break, we're going to be talking about that. But this Muslim man could not actually see at all. He was blind. But in the name of Jesus Christ, he was totally healed, and he could see 100%, not just barely as Alan was seeing in regards to what Mayo Clinic was doing, which was great, but God healed him completely. In addition, we're going to also see another woman whose vision was totally healed by God. This is exciting. We're going to be talking about blind eyes open, but also spiritual blind eyes open. More we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Today, the earth is being overrun by darkness and desolation, terrorism, hatred, divisiveness. Who or what is going to turn this tide? As Christians, we are charged with living a life of influence and power just as Jesus himself did. So what would the world look like if every church existed as a powerhouse that equipped its people to fundamentally change the world around them? That is the Apostolic Church Arising.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means straddle the jail, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish his purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church that you be a part of the Apostolic Church Arising.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. That is so exciting, wasn't it?
That's awesome.
To see John go through.
John.
Alan. I was looking at you, I guess. And to be totally blind. And first of all, I think these doctors are amazing that are
working tirelessly.
It makes me think of Israel and all the things that they've invented. But to work that hard to help someone see. And we take so many things. For example, when John and I were just talking about the other day, that, you know, the fact that I have an extra 8 inches higher, I'm taller than him by eight inches. And all the things he has to do because he's not as tall as me.
I don't think we were talking about that.
I was just surprised at
What you can see.
The control room says 12 inches. I'm sorry. But you don't even think about that. You just don't even think about that. You know, and I had to like, Lord, I'm just thank you for that I'm 12 inches taller than John. But the you can see so clearly. And then you see Alan here that he couldn't see.
No.
And every day, how many people are using their eyes for things you shouldn't use them for, or not even paying, or complaining about them, or, oh, I got a headache. And it's like, hey,
you can see.
And he was able to see, you know, his wife. I mean, you could kind of make her out with those pixels, the big, huge pixels. But now I remember when I didn't know the Lord, and you don't know when you're blind and you've always been blind, you don't know you're blind.
Yeah.
Now, he knew he was blind because he was a chemist, and then he got the disease that began to take away parts of his eye, that deteriorated parts of his eye. So he couldn't see. So he knew what sight was like. But imagine being blind your whole life. I mean, your whole life. So you never knew what sight's like.
Mm.
So you really don't know you're blind. I mean, you don't know life outside of that. Then all of a sudden you can see, and the shock that you have. Well, Jesus, think about it, the creator of the world, God. He created and he knew you before he created the earth. He said before the foundations of the earth was laid, he knew you.
Mm.
And think about this. He created everything
And he wanted to have a relationship with the men and women he created. Long story short, you know, we've sinned, we've fallen, we separated ourselves from God, and God sent his son as light into the world so that we could see again because we were in darkness. And 1 John, the Gospel of John, he says, not 1 John, but the Gospel of John, and this John was the one that laid his head on Jesus' chest. So he was so close to the Son of God that he could hear the heartbeat with one ear and hear his voice with the other ear. That's how close he was to God. And he said that Jesus came into the world as the light of the world. He's the light of the world. And it shined. He shined. His light shined in darkness because there's no darkness in God. But people were in darkness. They didn't even understand that. Some of the scripture says the light shined in darkness, but the darkness couldn't comprehend it. In other words, where Alan was able to see, somebody puts a device on you and you still can't see.
Mm.
And so, but when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, that light of God comes to dwell inside of you, that God's Spirit dwells inside of you. And just as dramatic as it was for Alan to begin to see, that's the way it was for me. I mean, I didn't know until I said yes. I was riding down the road on patrol as a deputy sheriff, 2 o'clock or so in the morning, listening to Marvin Gaye or something, you know, and cranking up my music in my sheriff's department's cruiser. And furthest thing from my mind was the Lord. But you know what? The light called my name. Mm. God called my name. Probably because nobody else probably thought I could be saved. He called my name. He just drew me to himself. And all of a sudden, you know, I was drawn to the light. I was drawn, not tunnel with light at the end of it. I was just this knowing like Alan knew, you know, I just like had this drawing to get close to God. I wanted to know something about God. And I pulled my cruiser over and Pastor John Kilpatrick's church parking lot years ago. And he was pastoring Brownsville Assembly before the revival then. And didn't know all that. I wasn't a church person. You know, that was them folks. Anyway, so, and I'm trying to find a Christian radio station. Look at that light. Now I'm trying to listen to music live, trying to find media, and whoever thought I'd be in media today in the radio. And I'm looking back then, Christian television or radio, especially television, but radio didn't come on until like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And so I call the dispatcher because I didn't know where Christian radio stations were. And I said, do you know where Christian radio station is? And she says, yes, it doesn't come on to 6 o'clock. This is what. So I sat in that parking lot, hungry for God, turned on that radio and waited for that Christian music to come on. And it was not the music we listen to today, but I loved it because it was Jesus music. You know, it was about Jesus. Yeah. It was like the quartet stuff and all that kind of thing.
Okay.
Stuff Pat likes. Huh. And so I was just drawn to God. And I looked up on that sign and the sign said, I'm a single guy, right? It says, dinner Thursday night. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is God. They're going to feed me. I'm going to go to this place right here. And God knew, I mean, God had a destiny for me, but you know, I responded to the light.
Mm.
When the light shined in my life, when God called my name, I said, yes. And you know what? I made him the Lord of my life. And all of a sudden I began to see. I was so different. You know, you're kind of walking your journey out, but I remember a deputy looking at me. Across the table at a coffee shop at like 2 or 3 in the morning. And he just says, it was a sergeant. He said, you are different. You know, and you're a brand new believer. You're thinking, man, I'm a mess. Right.
Yeah.
And so, but he goes, you are different. And he was looking, you know what he was saying? He was seeing the light of God in my life. They began to call me the preacher man over the airways of the radio. You know, he's the preacher man. They thought it was a negative thing. I was like, I'm not a preacher. My goodness. I just met the Lord. I'm trying to stay right. And so, but God, they saw the light of God in my life. I remember I was booking a particular, man who'd been arrested and I was taking him to the booking and, another deputy was at the very north end of that county of Escambia County, Florida. And that's a long ways to Century from Pensacola. You can check it out on Google Maps.
Drive.
But he heard that I was there in the booking. Now I know the light and the light of God is shining in me, but I'm learning how to be a disciple. I'm still learning the word of God. And, you know, thank God for Pastor John Kilpatrick, who's ministering in my life at that time. And, with that, he drives all the way from Century to booking to sit beside me by the light that was in me to ask me about his marriage because he was going through a difficult time with his marriage. And he was saying, he turned to me. And I'm like, at that time, I didn't realize he's turning to the, he sees God's light inside of me. And that there would be hope in Christ. And I just saw that again and again and again. And just like Alan was blind, and then he began to see, you see the emotions, because just all these emotions come up. That's how it was for me.
Yeah.
I was, I will never forget. I was so, I am so in love that I went from like zero knowledge of the light to just wanting to read the, I mean, I'm an American. So I was like, read the whole Bible, right? And I grabbed a simple English version of the Bible and read the whole New Testament all the way through rapidly. I couldn't wait to get off of patrol to get back home to just know more about God and just, it, but what happened was I was blind. And so I had no concept I'd never seen before in the context of God. So it wasn't like where Alan's seen once and then he's seeing again. He could relate the two. I had no, it was the most, it is the most awesome thing that's ever happened. And it can happen to you. You can make Jesus Christ the light of the world. I mean, is God shining in your life and you're not comprehending, or you're just kind of saying, well, maybe tomorrow? Listen, the Spirit of God will not always contend with man. That's God saying, do you want to come after me? When you are just like Alan, you can't see, and all of a sudden you can see, there is a place that will give you vision that you can see, that your mind will no longer be blind. You can be seeing with your eyes, but your mind just can't see. Scripture says that their minds are blinded by the God of this world. But a blind eye is one thing, but a blind mind is another thing. Because a blind man who's blind with the eye can be saved, but a blind mind can't be saved. But the, once you know the light, once you receive the light, once you say, God, I want to make you, I want Jesus, I want to accept you as the Lord of my life, and you, you invite him in, he comes and he dwells with you, and the light is in you. You can just make that decision right now. So I was on patrol. I mean, think about it. I was on patrol, you know, listening to Marvin Gaye, riding down the road at 2 o'clock in the morning on, if anybody's in the familiar with the Pensacola area, a mobile highway. You know, and then God calls my name. I really believe it's because probably nobody thought I could be saved. And, but God loved me. And so all of a sudden I just came to God and God transformed my life. Has it been a journey? Yeah. Have I made mistakes? Yeah. But you know what? I can see that there are mistakes now. I didn't know there were mistakes. Prior to that, I just stayed in darkness and didn't know it and probably loved darkness. But now that I can see where I've made mistakes. I can see where I need to repent. I can see where God's light shining on my life and on decisions that I can repent and turn to God. It's a powerful thing. How would you like to have your sight? You do that by making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Listen, I met God through his son, Jesus Christ. You can do that today. We shared our stories at meetmyfather.org. It's so simple. But it is powerful. Just like one moment Alan couldn't see and he could, this is, could be your moment where tears start coming down your eyes, where you start saying, I was blind, but now I see. It's meetmyfather.org. We shared our stories, a couple of us, so you can see the journey we took to meet our Father. Listen, you've got to meet him. We get back from this break, we're going to show you a God that not only can forgive and not only give you spiritual sight where you can see, but he can heal actually blinded eyes. We're going to see a Muslim man who was blind and God healed him in the name of Jesus, that he gave his life to the Lord, and a woman as well. But first, we got this awesome, awesome offer for you that's so important, because once you know God, you can begin to speak a creative word and speak your destiny. Take a look.
$25 million Christians stayed at home. 5 million votes decided who would be president of the United States. And the American dream is in jeopardy. So for me, it's not about the country, frankly. It's about my children. And that's why I'm telling you, my faith votes.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
For Christians, heaven is our ultimate eternal destination. But often, we don't live our earthly lives in ways that reflect that truth. This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute. And perhaps we don't really understand eternity. With some answers, here's Randy Alcorn.
We're here for a short period of time. Where are we going to spend forever? If we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, it's going to be with God in His very presence and with God's people. What is that world going to be like? You'd think that we'd be careful students, that we'd be motivated to really get into it. It's not just that it will bring more joy into our lives, it's also that it will help us follow Christ in a more deep and personal way.
Hear more from Randy Alcorn about a biblical perspective on heaven and our earthly lives at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear His voice and obey Him. We call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God, and survival in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear His voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear His word. We need to get to know His voice better, be absolutely resolved to know His voice better. And we need to get better at obeying His voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study His word, then you'll understand He always rescues His people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to His plan. You have to know Him. You have to understand how to hear His voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology, and it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, we're talking about, you know, Mayo Clinic, which we appreciate Mayo Clinic and everything they're doing. That was powerful to see Alec get his vision somewhat back. We talked about also about that was my experience. Obviously, John had to tell an experience like that too when he didn't when he was he was always not tall, but he was like it was
but
powerful.
I was lost.
It's a powerful transition. But listen to this: that's spiritually blind, and all of a sudden you can see when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. The light comes and dwells in you. As a matter of fact, the darker it gets, he says, "Listen, thick darkness is over the earth. Gross darkness is over the people. But we are the children of the light." That we're called to go and shine the light. He says, let your light shine so that other men can see your light and give God glory. The darker it gets, the brighter you'll look. As a matter of fact, for our partners, we have it right there for you in the VFN TV partners area. It's called Children of the Light. This is a now word because it is going to get darker, but it's going to get more awesome, more fun, more exciting, and powerful in the kingdom of God. What men are trying to imitate, God can do automatically. But... okay, that is a Mayo Clinic doing a great job of giving this man some sort of ability to kind of, you know, see some things mechanically. But, you know, we serve a God that still heals blinded eyes. We serve a God, and we have testimony after testimony of the miracles that God has done. I mean, it was amazing. Right here in the studio, we had an encounter with a mountain meeting with Awakening Healing on the Gulf Coast, and we saw knees healed, elbows healed, all kinds of different
things. All kinds
things.
Of things. Yeah,
18-plus miracles. Yeah. Taking place. Did you know that? And by the way, it's cheaper than insurance and going to Mayo Clinic. Watch this. This is a man who was a Muslim man, but once he met the power of God and he was healed, his eyes were open physically, his spiritual eyes were open because he made Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. Take a look.
On a Friday, we had walked around an entire our entire center, and we were trying to, change the atmosphere in the spirit realm. You know, the witch doctors were trying to kill me again, and I didn't like it, and I felt like we needed to, you know, break something in the spirit. And then he brought me this blind guy who just wanted 50,000 mats, which is about $2. He was really hungry and he wanted money. So I'm praying, you know, and I'm having a great time. I'm walking and praying, and I'm just taking my time. And I also learned this from Bill, you know, check, see how they're doing. So I'm like, okay, I really did. So I said, how are you doing? And I stick his face into the sun. Can you see that? Right into the sun, flat out, look up. He said, no, I'm blind. I said, okay. Kept walking, stick his face into the sun again. Can you see that? No, I said I'm blind. I want 50,000 mats. I said, all right. So I prayed, I soaked him, and he was just, couldn't see the sun. Nothing, not a bit of light, no shadows, nothing, 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 white eyes. I said, here's your 50,000 mats. Gave it to his friend. You know, they have little boys that show him where to go. Said, here you go. I said, come back Sunday and see. He said, okay. Just like that, okay. And off he goes. Here he comes Sunday, but he didn't come alone. Now, isn't that nice? If God's going to show up, you might as well bring a friend. So he brings his friend. Now, they didn't come really. I don't know if they came to see. I think they just came so they could each get 50,000 mats. They both wanted money. So there they were. And at the end of the service, and we didn't have any razzmatazz really, did we? We're just dirt in a tent and dirt. A lot of dirt. We just prayed for them. The first guy said, oh, the one who couldn't see the sun. He just said, oh, yeah, I can see great. Okay. He's looking around. It's just great. Perfectly healed. Has this perfectly healed? Just what? Looking around. Yeah, yeah. I said, what about your friend? Prayed for his friend. He got healed too. Then we walked across the street. And in Jesus' name, their old life went in the water. They were both Muslims, by the way. They're both Muslims. They wanted Jesus. We walk across the street. This is just our Sunday morning testimony. Walk across the street. Put them in the water. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all the old life dies and up he comes. And he's looking around with this big grin on his face. This is great. And he saw. And they didn't even ask for 50,000 mats. They were just so excited. They could see. And they got saved. So they got double sight. Saved and healed. Isn't that neat? It's good.
So exciting.
Awesome.
So it's not only can Mayo Clinic help us out with our vision, not only can God save us through his son and forgive us and the light of God come live inside of us, but we serve a God who can heal blinded eyes. Mm. But the man says, all I know is I was blind, but now I see. You know, people are worried about, you know, Islam or this or that. Listen, God loves Muslims. He wants us to go be the light in their presence. These are people quite often that are looking for God, but they're trying to find someone that's going to say, hey,
mm-hmm.
is there something different than I know? And this Muslim found God through his power of healing blinded eyes, and he made Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. It's a powerful thing.
Just that simple.
We're called, by the way, if you haven't yet chosen to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. You said, you know, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. There's something else. It's called becoming his disciple. He commanded his disciples to go tell everyone, teach everyone everywhere to be his disciples. And he said, people who are my disciples, they know my teachings and they follow my teachings. It's not an analytical thing. It's releasing you into the truth and the power of God so you too can go out And God can use you with signs following, healing blind eyes out, dealing with demonic oppression, you know, laying your hands on the sick and the sick folks recovering, the power and the presence of God, words of knowledge, words of prophecy. I mean, it's amazing what God does. I mean, it's exciting. Kurzweil has nothing on this.
No.
You know, nothing on this. This is the real deal. This is not some figment of somebody's imagination. As a matter of fact, there's another situation where this one lady, Daniel Kalinda is praying for her. Now, she got healed with one eye the night before, but she comes back and she's only has sight in one of her eyes. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Watch what God does. God physically heals her other eye right in front of 20,000 folks. Take a look.
Mama, I heard that you were blind. Is that true?
Mama, on m'a dit que tu es aveugle, c'est vrai?
Si.
Tu es aveugle?
Non, je ne suis pas née aveugle. C'était le 1er mai 2004.
Non, tu es aveugle, n'est-ce pas?
Non, je ne suis pas née aveugle. Maladie, elle est venue comme ça.
Mais tu as été aveugle,
oui,
non?
Oui, j'ai été aveugle. Les yeux, je ne voyais pas.
She was not born blind, but she was blind. She became blind.
How long were you blind?
Oui, les yeux.
Since 2004.
And now what has happened to you?
Et qu'est-ce qui s'est passé? Qu'est-ce que tu as?
J'ai eu ceinture.
Non, qu'est-ce qui s'est passé aujourd'hui?
Non, c'est hier nuit que Dieu m'avait ouvert.
Yesterday night, her eyes were open.
And they're perfect now.
Maintenant, tu vois bien?
Oui, je vois.
She can see.
Both eyes.
Tu vois les deux yeux?
Non, ça.
Tu vois de ça seulement? She conceived from only one eye.
So now the other eye still needs to be healed.
Donc l'autre œil là doit être guéri aussi.
Okay. Put your hand over the eye that still needs to be healed.
Mets ta main sur l'œil qui ne voit pas.
This one.
Yeah.
In, Father, in Jesus' name.
Seigneur, au nom de Jésus.
I ask that you would open my sister's eye.
Je prie que tu ouvres l'œil de ma sœur.
Lord, you opened one eye.
Seigneur, l'œil.
Now I pray both eyes.
Ouvre les deux yeux.
I command this right eye to open.
Je donne à cet œil droit de s'ouvrir.
Open. Open. Be healed in Jesus' name. Now, Mama, look at me.
Mama, regarde-le.
Can you see me?
Tu le vois?
How is your right eye?
Alors, oui. Droit
oui.
Voit.
Non.
Le droit ne voit pas.
Ça qui voit.
Just one eye.
Only one eye.
The other one still can't see.
L'autre ne voit pas.
Cover it again. Put your hand over it, Lord, in Jesus' name. I command this eye to open.
Je donne à cet œil de s'ouvrir.
Be healed right now in Jesus' name.
Sois guéri maintenant au nom de Jésus.
2020 vision.
Vois clair au nom de Jésus.
2020 vision in Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Au nom de Jésus Christ.
Now, Mama, look at me.
Mama, regarde-le.
Look at me.
Regarde-le.
What do you see?
Est-ce que tu le vois?
Oui, 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 oui. Je te vois. Je te vois. Oui, oui.
See me now.
Oui.
Tu me vois? Tu me vois?
You see me?
Oui, oui, le blanc, oui.
You are a watchman.
Two eyes. Two eyes.
La deuxième.
Deux.
La deuxième voix.
Deux.
Both eyes.
La deuxième voix.
Oui, papa.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Awesome, is it not? Listen, it's so awesome what happened to Alan, and thank God for Mayo Clinic and the doctors that are helping out. But we have the great physician. The great physician that can heal all diseases. Listen, he says, you know, by his stripes, God sent his son to live as we live, yet without sin. And when it came point for us paying the price, he took that price for us. They took a whip and they whipped him. They actually, literally 40 lashes. They just ripped his whole back open. That wasn't just for just some. He said, by his stripes, we are healed. And we have so much for you on the VFN Torch under the Awakening Healing on the Gulf Coast with Art Thomas that we had, the activation manuals that we talk about, and getting on Emmaus Road. If you haven't yet, you got connected, get connected. Maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you, because you can get on Emmaus Road on a journey that ends with activation so you too can see God be God in the lives of others. Yes, it's great what Mayo Clinic did. It's awesome salvation, but our God also heals blinded eyes. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about a CEO in the Fortune 500 company that left because he wanted to be able to help people bring God into the workplace. Join us after the break.
Cheers. Stay, let's do Benjamin Franklin. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest.
Okay, listen to your teachers.
Love you.
Love you.
It's a good life. It's a good
life. It's a good life.
When Anna got sick, I just couldn't understand it. Why was this loving little girl going through this?
I think your daughter is lactose intolerant.
Acid reflux.
Everything looks okay.
Everything's fine.
Everything is not fine. There's something wrong with our little girl.
Mrs. B, you need to calm down.
I'm not leaving this hospital until I know what's wrong with my daughter.
Unfortunately, the tests confirm that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
Doctor, please, this is our little... girl.
I'm scared, Mom.
Me too. We're not giving up.
Like a small boat on the ocean.
We need a solution. We need it now.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
How long have you been married?
14 years. Free her from this. Might only have one man. Can you even hear me? I can make an explosion.
You're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right, and it didn't kill her, and it didn't paralyze her. It healed her.
Yes.
Well, that's impossible.
This is a little hard to believe.
And there's a lot of people out there that are just looking for publicity.
A lot of people think we're crazy.
You either roll with it or you get rolled on.
Who told you you'd be fine?
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you too, to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then green room, there's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the green room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says: when you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It is amazing how, you know, people who just basically fear mongers, I guess, has created this whole atmosphere of people scared to talk about God, forgetting about, you know, to even mention the Constitution. We've had, you know, some parts of our program talking, college universities were calling kids to shred the Constitution, that it was outdated. And listen, the Constitution is sort of like a fish aquarium for fish.
Mm-hmm.
Without the glass aquarium, think about it. Without that particular aquarium, the fish tank's not there.
Yeah.
That glass holds that water in. When you talk about the Constitution, when somebody says we don't need the Constitution, you're talking about an aquarium with no aquarium.
Mm.
There is no America without the United States Constitution. That is the very thing. If you read it, that is the very thing when you read about in the Constitution that even justifies Washington even being there. I mean, it's totally amazing. But This particular CEO, former CEO in a Fortune 500 company, answered the question, can you bring God into the workplace? Matter of fact, take a look.
Some of us see God on Sunday. We often leave him at the door before we head into the office on Monday. But could bringing God to your job benefit your work experience?
Former Fortune 100 president and author of God Revealed, Fred Sievert, says he found God at work. And he joins us with more on his experience and how you can fit God into your busy work schedule. Great to have you here.
Great book, by the way.
Pleasure to be here.
God Revealed.
Let's talk about this. So you were the president of a major company. And how long were you president of this company?
5 years, 5.5 years.
And you decided one day it was time to retire early.
Yeah, I thought a lot about my retirement and what passions I would follow. And I really felt that my spiritual education and development was deficient. So I went off to Yale Divinity School for 4 years. A two-year program that took me 4 years to complete.
Do you think there is a gap, as we just mentioned in the intro, between folks who go to church on a Sunday and then they leave it behind when they hit their work weekend?
Yeah, I made the same mistake myself. I really felt that prayer was a Sunday-only activity and worship was a Sunday-only activity, and until I decided to bring it to the workplace.
You really pray. Even at work.
I do. And in fact, it's not an exaggeration to say I prayed 10 to 15 times a day during most of my working lifetime.
I mean, physically, did you stop what you're doing?
Yeah. Well, it was Mike. Right. It was typically very short. I never prayed to make sales objectives or profit right. goals. I mean, it was always about the way I behaved, that I acted with honesty and integrity, displayed my values, was a role model to my fellow workers. It was that kind of thing. And asking God in very brief prayers to help me in making tough decisions.
But you say, you reflect on your past. Other people say, well, if you keep looking back, you won't see what's coming up in front of you.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, let me tell you about that. This is a very important concept, and it really inspired the subtitle of the book, which is Revisit Your Past to Enrich Your Future. What I did is I thought about the stories that would go in this book, and there are 31 encounters with God in the book. But what I did is I thought back on periods during my life when I was struggling, financial difficulty, relationship problems, concerned about my job and the security of my job. And that triggered a lot of thoughts in my mind about situations in which I was struggling, but somehow I came through it. And I asked myself the question, did God lift me up? Did God carry me through that experience? And many of the stories in the book resulted after I went through that process of revisiting my past.
A lot of people look back and they think, oh, failures, that's the last thing I want to focus on and concentrate on. But really, we can also find enormous success out of our failures. You talk about taking success and failures both as a blessing.
I believe that. I do.
Yeah. Surely.
Absolutely, Clayton. In fact, we all have successes and failures. And as I thought back on my past, successes can be personal accomplishments. They can be team accomplishments. More so in my case, I think it were team accomplishments. But also, I think we should think of them as blessings from God. But more importantly, and this was a real revelation when I wrote this book and thought about what to put in the book, is as I reflected on my past, I realized that I learned more and developed more as an executive from my failure.
Well, sure.
So I say, thank God for those failures. I didn't thank him at the time.
Right.
But in hindsight, those were much more developmental.
Right. And again, so highly educational, those moments.
Yeah. And just a reminder, you did leave a very lucrative job. I mean, you were the president of New York Life Insurance Company.
Wow.
Yeah. I did.
Thank you so much for joining us
today. The book is called God Revealed. Go out there and pick it up on Amazon right now. Fred, great to see you this morning.
Great. Thank you.
That's so important. It's totally awesome. Make sure you get his book, support
Absolutely.
Him, what's going on. But the thing is, yes, you can bring God in the workplace. That's why we're always having Jay Sekulo as part of our program to always encourage you. But let's take a look at the Constitution, the First Amendment of the Constitution. It says it very specifically right there. You're seeing it right now on your screen. It says Congress, which is Washington, D.C., shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Or abridging the freedom of speech or of press or the right of people to peacefully to assemble and to petition their government for readiness of grievance. So you think about that nobody can tell you can't. Nobody can tell you that you cannot worship God. I don't care where you are. You can bring God in the workplace. You can bring God in your car, in your home. Mm-hmm. I just want to encourage you. That's why we always have Jay Sekulo as part of our program, because we want you to know, when in doubt, check it out, because you always want to go back to the Constitution and find out what it meant. I have constitutional rights, and that's the whole purpose, by the way, of the judiciary branch, to make sure nobody violates your constitutional rights.
Absolutely.
So if somebody does, it may take a little while for it to come around. And that's why they have cases going before the Supreme Court. Let's just pray right now. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I just pray right now, Father God, that there's somebody out there that doesn't yet know you as the Lord of their life, and they're walking around in darkness. God, I pray even now, God, that they would decide to say, today is the day I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, Lord God, and they begin to see the light, Father God. And I pray for those that need a physical healing, Lord God, that you would heal them even now in Jesus' name, whether it's eyes be healed in Jesus' name, whether it's a physical element. I just speak healing over your body, Lord, and we just thank you, Father God, for boldness that you've called us to be children of the light, to go into dark places, to shine our light so that your glory would be made known and people would glorify your name. God, I thank you for that. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. God bless. And don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com and find so many wonderful things, including downloading our app by going to your Apple store or your Android store and search for VFNTV.com. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.